Sure.
All right. This is a quote from AmericanCab@Cleveland.com and a Napoleon dealer. Dorian Thompson Robinson will not need surgery on his injured middle finger, but will be limited for a while by pain and an inability to grip the ball, source tells Cleveland.com. With DTR still dealing with the finger injury, Bailey Zappi is expected to be the number two quarterback behind Jameis on Sunday.
So, again, let's go back to the big Jameis Winston decision. Jameis is the starting quarterback because, A, Andy wants to see him. B, I want to see him. And C, the other guy is hurt. Jim's in Strongsville. Jim.
Guys, listen, I've listened to your open, and I listened to that one caller. Deshaun Watson's days of being the starting quarterback here and walking in as the undisputed starting quarterback are over. I totally get the money.
Jim, I agree with you on this, by the way.
There is a good chance that most of these people that brought him in are going to get fired at the end of the year. There is no way. If ownership comes back in, and first off, from what Ken and Anthony were talking about earlier, Jimmy had to be convinced to bring him in. So this whole idea that it was Jimmy pushing for, Jimmy had to be convinced.
Did they cite someone on that by any chance?
No, but that's what Ken and Lima both were saying. I'm not saying it's true. I don't, you know, but I trust those two to have a decent understanding of what's going on. So having said that, can you imagine if we think it's going to be ugly at the end of this year? Do you know what it'll look like next year if they come back and say, nope, Deshaun Watson's our starter? First off, new guys taking this job would never take it if they had to do that. They just wouldn't do it. Neither of the jobs. No job in that front office.
You've put a lot of carts ahead of this horse. The only thing I'd say, Jim, is this. You just gave Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski contract extensions. That doesn't mean that they're bulletproof here, but it does mean you'd have to write some big checks for them to walk away. I'm sorry?
Somebody's kidding. Look, it's been fun. And I would lean towards keeping Stefanski. Andrew Berry's had 5 years, and his record's just too spotty.
And Jim, I'm not arguing that point because they're 1-6. The drafts haven't been good. I get all that. All I'm saying is it would be some pretty seismic moves to change things because you just gave these guys contract extensions and the vote of confidence, and it would be a terrible look to move on from them.
Well, but I agree with you, Jeff, but if you look at the situation that they were in, okay, what were they going to do? You had to give these guys new deals. They'd done well enough to stick around, but maybe not well enough for – and it's just money to Jimmy. This isn't salary cap. What is their contracts to a billionaire?
No, I get that. Coaches before. I get that. But I agree with your thought. I don't think Deshaun is immediately the starting quarterback, and I'm glad Kevin Stefanski was vague about it. The guy hasn't played well enough to be your starting quarterback, Jim.
Love you, boys.
Peace. I don't know. I also wonder, Jeff, you know, with Paul De Podesta, you know, this is his last year. He didn't get extended, according to multiple reports. So I wonder if, you know, you could easily say, well, DePodesta is the one that said we should bring in Watson. I mean, you've already, right? If what he's saying or what the morning guys are saying is 100% truthful, what if DePodesta was the guy that said bring him in?
Who knows?
Are you going to take that out on Barry and Stefanski?
James is in East Cleveland. James.
Hey, James.
What's going on, fellas?
All right, hey, sir. Hey.
Yeah. Before I get into the meat and potatoes, I was thinking on hold if a Browns team ever went the whole season without scoring 20 points. I don't think they still hit that mark this season.
No, I think that's not the case.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
okay, so with Jameson, y'all's guys was talking about him earlier. I think one thing that get lost is his LASIK surgery. I was listening to Jameson speak, and he said the one thing he had to get LASIK surgery because he said his vision was so bad. What was most affected by it was his depth perception. I think that's why you've seen a resurgence in him in New Orleans. And I'm hoping for the same turnaround, too. And if he wants to play out the season, he needs a Geno Smith-type comeback. Because anything short of that, you got to see what the young guy can do.
All right, I'll buy that.
Okay, one more thing.
Yep.
About the coordinator, Dorsey. Mm-hmm. So it's really been hard to determine is the quarterback, is it the offensive line coaches. But I think if you're going to let Dorsey go at the end of the season, like that's where it's headed, I think you got to let that man get it in there and call the plays and run his offense the way he wants to. Without that, you just let go of the guy without seeing what he really could do. The best thing for Watson, I think, right now would be for the Browns to approach him with an injury, retired settlement, try to buy him out, whatever you can do. They need to run away that from that guy and that contract as far and as fast as they possibly can.
James, thank you. If I'm Deshaun Watson, Andy, I am rehabbing, I'm showing up for work, and I am taking every bit of the $92 million. Because he's not getting another big contract from another NFL team.
No.
Unless he gets on the field and reestablishes his value as a big-time starting quarterback. I don't expect that to happen. But if I'm – why would you give up $40 million just to leave?
You may not have to. You might be able to get an injury settlement to do that and maybe retire or
– How bad is his Achilles?
I don't know.
Worse than Aaron Rodgers? Worse than Kirk Cousins?
I don't know.
Me neither.
I mean, what are we hearing now? 9 months, right? So
yeah, Mary Kay has 9 months.
Okay,
as a recovery time.
But what if they? I can't imagine that the Achilles injury will deem him an injury settlement. I can't play anymore.
Depends how much the settlement's for. I mean, if they, are we talking about retirement?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
injury settlement. I can't play anymore. I would assume he wants to play football, and I would assume he shows up for work next fall.
Well, all right, so let's go through this. So Aaron Rodgers was, what, 39 when he got the
Right.
And he got the bridge surgery. It is sounding like Deshaun Watson is going with the full repair and not the bridge surgery. Or
smart idea by Deshaun. He's a young guy.
Correct. So that was a year, and Rodgers doesn't really look like Aaron Rodgers. Can't move the way that he used to. Can't get out of pockets, right? Kirk Cousins, same ordeal. Torn Achilles. Now, again, Kirk Cousins is 36 years old.
Right.
Doesn't really move all that well, isn't doing a whole lot of bootlegs, that kind of stuff. Now, is that offensive design, or is it the fact that Kirk Cousins can't move like he used to? I don't know. I'm not grinding Atlanta Falcons tape. Kevin Durant is the only one that I've ever seen have an Achilles injury and come back and look like Kevin Durant. And I think that's the direction you're pointing to if you are someone who thinks Deshaun Watson still has it. Is you're going, Kevin Durant had that surgery, and he came back and still looked good.
What he has on his side, Deshaun, here, is youth.
Yes.
That, you know, that you heal better when you're younger from surgery. Fact. So I would think that he has an opportunity to come back and be as close to as he was as possible.
Now, Kevin Durant was also a full year, but that's also basketball compared to football. There's less jumping in football. So
that's correct. That's correct. Bill's in Parma. Bill?
Hey, you guys. Great discussion today. Jeff, I hear everything you and Andy are talking about. I just want to present some facts. And I last night I sat down and tried to figure this thing out a bit. Andrew Berry has basically been with the Browns since 2016. He was gone for a year with the Eagles. He came in with Hugh Jackson and Sashi Brown. And the 2016 to now is nothing to crow about. I look at the gold standard of teams right now, and granted, I've been a Kansas City Chiefs fan for 60 years. Love you, Lenny Dawson. God bless you.
Pride of Alliance.
Oh, great guy. But nonetheless, they asked Andy Reid one time, if you're going to become a head coach in the National Football League, I think Jason Kelsey asked him this, what should I do? And he said, you got to start out at the very bottom. And the very bottom, he says, is even high school, and then crawl through. I was in med school when Andy Reid was an offensive line coach at the University of Missouri under Bob Stull. And Dave Tobe, the
special teams guy.
Yeah, he was the weightlifting coach there at that time, as well as Dirk Cutter. That was an offensive guy.
Yeah, was with Atlanta.
He was at nine different places, Andy, before he ended up where he is basically right now. We've got Kevin Stefanski. He was at one place, and that was Minnesota. And I really believe that what's going to happen with this organization is this. They can keep Andrew Berry. They can keep Kevin Stefanski. But I don't think they're going to get to the promised land. And it's sad because Andrew Berry, do I think he's fairly competent? Yeah. Do I think that he's going to be able to get you to the Super Bowl and develop a Super Bowl team? No, I don't. And do I think Kevin Stefanski is a wonderful person? I do. But I also think that Kevin Stefanski in the future will be like Sauce Brown. And I think he'll be an administrator. I do not think he'll be a coach in the future. Hey, listen, you guys, great program.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Bill went to med school. Learned a fact about Bill today.
There you go.
Didn't ask if he was a doc, but went to med school. Very cool. No?
Yeah, I think it's cool. It's awesome. Makes us smarter.